Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheeseheads, get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
For me, I think when we start talking about what's the biggest hacker's post-draft question, for me, it's simple. How good really is Matt LaFleur? I think that's what it comes down to. And we're going to find out, folks, because there are so many people out there that say, hey, Aaron Rodgers covered up a lot of that crap that was going on there. And when he had those collarbone injuries back in the day, now granted it was McCarthy, you right. saw just how bad it was. LaFleur had a healthy Rodgers for the majority of the time. 13 wins, whatever. Now let's see what it looks like without Aaron Rodgers. Now we're going to see just how good Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff really are going forward. So to me, that is the biggest question. If we get, and Andy Herman, when he was on, if you missed Andy Herman from Pack a Day podcast, go check it out. He was on the episode from Friday. He came up with and said, I don't care about record. Doesn't matter to me. I just want them having figured it out and playing well and showing promise by the end of the year. Okay, fine. To me, I want to see progress in this offense. Yeah. I want to see progress. You may not look pretty the first few weeks, and God, I hope you do, because if not, it could be a long season. But if you don't look pretty early and you're like 1-4 through five, which would just be demoralizing and heartbreaking to me as a fan, if that's what it looks like, then at least show me that the offense gets better as the year goes on and Jordan Love gets better and the young receivers are starting to figure it out as the year goes on and the young tight ends are starting to make plays. And by the end of the year, you see where we're going as they get more and more snaps and more experience. Cool. But if we go 3-14, God, I can't see it possible. But if we go 3-14, and that's with Jordan Love healthy, if Clifford plays, all bets are off. But if it's Jordan Love, then, and they don't show signs of improvement, Matt LaFleur might be in trouble. That's crazy to think 1 year after all of this, but there's going to be eyes on him. And the other part of it from Murphy's standpoint is going to be, hey, Goot, yeah, we're going to have to move on, but you better hope. And you better hope really hard that whoever this next head coach is we hire makes the talent that you drafted and put together on this roster look a hell of a lot better than LaFleur did. Because if the next guy comes in and we win 3 or 4 games again, this is you and it's those players that are the problem and not LaFleur, and you're gone next. There's something to this whole LaFleur Goot thing here now, year one after Aaron Rodgers.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.